I love it.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Can I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Betty, Betty Faulkner, Faulkner, hyphen Ridley, R-I-B-L-E-Y.
Yes, ma'am. Is your phone number 708-362-9009?
It is.
Yes, ma'am. Are you going? Would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service today?
Yes, please.
Message and data rates may apply for security. Let me see what comes up next. Just a moment. I'm way ahead of the computer. Right. Yes, ma'am. Let me have your member ID number and your VIN number. I would like the member ID first.
Okay. I don't have it on me. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. Where would I find my member ID number? Is it on my policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You pull that up. Just bear with me. I didn't know what you needed.
Yes,
hopefully.
Ma'am. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Member ID number.
It's like a policy number.
Okay. I took a picture of it. I apologize. Okay. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. My husband cut my car on and you went to my car. Okay. Here's the policy number.
All right.
Oh, shit. All right. Oh, policy number is 1372. I think that's it.
You say it's 01372?
It's got like 1250, and then 1372.
Yes, ma'am. Let me count these zeros out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5.
Mm-hmm. You said it's my what? It's my alternator.
It might be.
Take it out.
Does the policy number have any letters or anything in the front of it?
NCIL.
NCIL, N like Nancy?
Yeah.
F-C-I-L. F-C-I-L. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Let me try with the VIN number. That didn't go through.
1N4A. 1N4A. L3AP. 7D N4 85373.
Okay. This is what I have. I have N...
One
okay,
N.
I have a one N for F, one N for A, L P.
No, no. One N for A. L three.
L three. Continue with the rest of it.
Uh-huh. A P 7 D N 4 8 5 3 7 3.
All right. Let's see. And you did say the policy number said F as in fish, C as in cat, I as in igloo, and L as in Larry. That's what it started
mm-hmm.
with. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what's going on the other page. Yes, ma'am. When did you get this insurance policy?
8/24/22.
Okay, okay. Well, it's got to be something that I can. I'm going to try it. Okay, so now I have to go back and get everything. Give me just a moment. I'm trying something. Okay. Let's say 3. Okay, now make sure it's a 3 on the end. It is. Phone number. Okay, ma'am, what insurance company are you with?
Acceptance Insurance.
Okay, this is what I need now. I need your effective, you said, what's your effective date? You said 8/15 or something?
8/24/22.
Yes, ma'am. 24. I need your producer code and your plan letter. It's like 5 or 6 numbers, but it's around the plan letter. That's the producer code. The 5 or 6 numbers. The plan letter is alphabets, so it could be AP together, NAIC together, just the letter C, 11. It probably say C11 or something. The letter N or either the letter AU. And around that, it's like 5 or 6 numbers. Yes, that's your producer code. The letters are your plan letter. It's like having Blue Cross Blue Shield plan A, plan B.
Right. 45089 is the producer code.
Yes, ma'am. And the plan letter?
Plan letter C13?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It says that this customer would need to pay out of pocket for service today and then can submit it for reimbursement consideration. Hit next to the customer.
Why I got to pay out of pocket?
I don't know what's going on with your policy. If I were you and I knew that I had roadside assistance, I would call my insurance company, get them to keep me on the line, and then to verify my information with the insurance company. What service do you need, ma'am?
I just need a tow.
Yes, ma'am. You need a tow. All you need is for them to just call in and tell us, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but it's not popping up. So all I need is for them to tell me how much you're covered for. That's it. And but then make sure that they tell me that. Don't just let them transfer you over. Like I said, I'm sorry for the inconveniences, but that will do it. Other than that, they're just going to try to make you pay out of pocket and submit that receipt for reimbursement considerations with the insurance company.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to put you on hold and call my company right now?
It depends on how long it's going to take you to reach them. I would say to call them and then get them to call me.
All right, then. Is there a specific?
All you need to do is just call them and tell them you just want to verify your information for your roadside. You need a tow. And then they said that you had to pay out of pocket. All right. And then tell them if you got insurance, you're not paying out of pocket. And then tell them to call us and keep you on the line. And then we will get that together right then, because all we need is to hear from them how much you're covered for. And if you're covered for roadside assistance, you will be good.
Okay, then.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm at the roadside assistance ticket.
Yes, ma'am.
I got the roadside assistance ticket right here. All right, then. I'm going to call them and have them call you.
Yes, ma'am. So we won't waste no more of your time. And then if you call another one of these agents, it's just going to waste your time if it's not there in the computer. It needs an update in their system. That's what it is. All right?
Okay. Can I just call them? Can I just call them right now? Just add the call?
Yeah. It depends on how long you might stay on hold. I don't know how long they're going to let us just stay on hold with the customer.
I'm going to call my agent. He answered right away.
Okay, go ahead. You can go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Insurance.
Good
How
morning.
How can I help you today?
Hi, is this Mr. Garrett?
No, he's with a client right now.
Okay, my name is Betty H. Faulkner Ridley. I have Tow Busters online. My car stopped, and they're telling me that my insurance is not covering
the roadside assistance.
The roadside, thank you. I have a Tow Busters ticket right here with my producer code, membership, and everything.
Okay, you say your car stopped right now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's your phone number?
708-362-9009. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I wish there was a plug out here. I could get my fingers. Because it's going to start. We'll draw a minute.
All right. Well, let me speak to one of our representatives. Hello? Be sure to ask
about our yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Program. I just can't stay on hold for too long.
I know, but I was hoping he would answer because he gets to the bottom of things. Every time you go there and call, they got a trainee. Don't answer the phone. You don't know what you're doing. All right. If she answers the phone, don't even know what I'm talking about. All right, so what do we need to do then? Because I need a tow.
If you're still waiting to speak with one of our representatives, we certainly apologize.
Okay.
Please stay on the line. Be sure to ask about
all right, ma'am.
Renter's insurance.
You go ahead and hang up. We're going to have to speak to someone.
At Acceptance, we strive to add value to your insurance needs.
Yeah, I have to figure something out. This ain't work.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. You said you didn't stay on.
LaShawn, how you spell your first name?
This is his wife, Betty. Betty.
Oh, this is Betty.
Uh-huh.
Are you in his car or are you in your own car?
I'm in my own car.
She's in her own car.
I'm in the Altima, not the Explorer.
She said she's in the Altima. You said Bettye, right?
Bettye.
Oh, Bettye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Ain't that the mirror? Okay, it's my alternator. Okay.
Is your last name hyphenated?
Faulkner Ridley. F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R hyphen Ridley. R-I-D.
Faulkner Ridley. Faulkner Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
N-E-R.
I'm just trying to find out if my coverage, I'm being told that my insurance doesn't have coverage when I know it does. And so
yeah, she said that she's being told. They're telling her that her insurance isn't covered.
So
with
the
roadside assistance.
For roadside assistance.
She just got phone with it before she got up.
I'm on the phone. I am a roadside assistance agent. And I'm on the phone with her, and then I just need to know how much she's covered for a tow.
Oh, okay. The agent on the phone right here, the tow bus agent on the phone right now. She said she needs to know what now?
How much is she covered for?
How much is she covered for? For the tow or?
For the tow.
Yes, for the tow. Yes.
Yeah, let me, you. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna switch the line over to him. Hold on
Thank
one second.
You. See what I tell you.
Good morning. Miss Ridley, who are you on the phone with National Safe Drivers?
Yes,
I'm on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, good morning. No, Miss Ridley is covered for a free tow up to 25 miles.
25 miles, that's what we needed. Okay, and what's your name?
First name is Will, last name is Garnett, G-A-R-N-E-T-T. I have her member ID number if you need it.
Yes. Can I please have that, sir?
Member ID number, 002-341-1363.
Okay, give me just one moment.
Miss Ridley?
Yes.
Do you have a tow destination in mind? Are you getting towed home or towed to the shop? Something within
the
25-mile radius?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about maybe five miles from here. I'm getting it towed to U.S. Transmissions on Lincoln Highway in Ashland. Do you have
no
address
problem.
To U.S. Transmission?
30th and Ashland.
30th and Ashland.
Yes.
Route 30 and Ashland. I got you. No,
it'll be just a moment. I'm still looking. Oh, here we go. Right here.
What could it? So one tow up to 25 now.
Well, what can be? Take the battery out. You know the battery places. The driver's going to get off of it.
What?
Okay, the battery's killed. Yeah. I can take it.
That's a brand new battery.
Sorry for the wait. The computer is slowing. Yes, sir. And let me see. Is there any letters in front of that number? It doesn't matter because they're gonna just override it anyway. All right, give me just a moment. I just need to talk to my supervisor. Give me just a minute. Let me just tell them to override it because she is covered up to 25 miles.
Y'all need all the money.
I can give you her policy number, her, like I said, I know I just gave her NSD member ID number, but there should be no out-of-pocket expense.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let me see. I just need override. Let me see.
Okay.
It all goes to the top. It don't cost you much to get it done at all. It's not like a lazy style with it at the bottom of the motor. Yours on top.
Never fails enough to contain for her. She almost paid for it.
Well,
sure.
Okay, but I mean, it's an alternator. Those things go out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the coolant snapped it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so all I need right now is your home address.
560 West 15th Street, Chicago Heights, 60411. I need the exact address. Can you look up?
There is Ashland, and it's Ashland on the corner. So it's Ashland and Lincoln Highway.
What's the name of the shop again?
U.S.
Transmission.
Say one more time.
Yes, sir. Give me just one moment. Let me see what this says.
I was speaking to Ms. Ridley.
Yeah, it's U.S. Transmission. I'm looking the address up right now.
I am also.
Okay. Let's copy that. And, wow.
U.S. Transmission, Ashland 930.
Okay, I have 338 West Lincoln Highway.
That's it.
Okay, so that's the address you want to get towed to. 338 West Lincoln Highway, in the office of Chicago Heights, 60411.
338
West Lincoln.
You got it. Uh huh.
All right. I'm sorry. The rep for National Safe Drivers. This is the agent. It would seem as though you no longer need me. So is it okay if I hang from the call? The
rhythms are going to be fine. You can go ahead. Yes, sir.
Okay. Miss Ridley, I apologize for the inconvenience, but it looks like you all are going to be taken care of. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Mr. Garnett. I appreciate it.
Take care now.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, ma'am. Your make and model of your vehicle.
2013 Altima, Nissan Altima.
Okay. What color is the vehicle?
Cinnamon.
Brown.
It's brown.
Okay, and let me see what section we're on so that it can do this override. Okay, give me just one more moment, and they're coming to override it. That means that they're just going to go right past this part, okay?
All right.
Sorry for the wait. The computer is loading. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Once again, sorry for the wait. All I need to do is just make it over to the next page, and then they will do that override I was talking about, and we can go forward with the questions and answers.
Okay. Ooh. Is the same lock?
No, I'm not going to lock it. So Google's going to sit here. So I don't know if it'll lock, and if the battery goes off, can you get back in? Right, you can get back in with your key, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to wait for the church to get here, or do you want to take it to work?
I just really don't know.
Once again, sorry for the wait. I'm still trying to get it to come up.
Okay.
But it's no, but it's no problem.
Mhm.
Sir, ma'am, I am so sorry. It's still loading. I'm so sorry about
okay.
this.
Okay.
They couldn't wait to put on boots out, did they? Nope. Damn them toes out. They won't put their, that happened.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, they put them boots on quick, fast, and hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to put my boots on. I can't say none. I got mine on.
Once again, if you got yours on.
Yeah. They go with my outfit.
Of course they do.
Now, if I had some great shoes, it wouldn't be no problem.
I saw somebody was admiring your boots.
And I bought these on mistake.
Go ahead on, girlfriend. You've been waiting. We'll go.
Oh, look at fucking now.
That's how you in a room.
Hey, you go. My feet killing me, but I look good. I look good in my leopard skin boots and my belly shirt.
Tight.
See, this is why I need to be at work. This is the very reason. Sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord, this is why I need to be at work.
When you're false, she came out the house. She came out the house.
50 degrees.
To be commented on. Gotta go.
Boots.
Gotta go.
I'm getting ready to put my leather skins on. Let them know who they messing with. See, I need to be at work. I ain't had no coffee, and I need to be at work.
Would you like some coffee?
I would love some coffee.
Oh, they're going to be. We can go get some coffee.
I don't know how long we're going to be. Ain't no telling how long. I need to text my boss, so.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and ask you the questions and write them down. Because right now, my computer is not doing anything unless I can transfer you to another agent. But I don't want to do that.
No, I do not.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
You've been with me for the last half hour. Let's keep it rolling.
Yes, ma'am.
Unless it's too much work for you.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay. No, ma'am. I was just feeling for your time. Okay, still spinning.
Not now. We call Mr. Burnett. And guess who answers the phone? A trainee. What's your name? You got the Explorer? No.
Just yesterday.
Yeah. I told this young lady, I said, watch us get a trainee. Well, where you at? What's your name? Is it hyphenated? Yeah, she said. So she was asking, can I just speak to him? I just need to get off the phone with you. Because she's howling across the room. Can we get a person that's got a license in the office? There's a third seat. Let's just get this.
Okay, customer called. No, customer's provider. I'm sorry.
That's
and to verify coverage. Oh, yes. I'm glad I started typing. All right, here we go. And another moment. Hopefully, this is the last moment, okay? Give me just one moment.
Yeah, hello, my sister. We are. Mm-hmm. Question.
On
Salt
Trail.
It is. It's on Salt Trail and Cicero. No, Salt Trail and Governor's Highway.
There's no up by that B&B Fly Dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around the corner, Sean.
It's not right around the corner, Sean.
You know the back roads.
I do.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we finally made it over. Oh, my goodness. I know. Thank you, guys. Okay. All right. And why did you need the tow? It just won't start.
No, it won't start. It's my alternator.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yes or no questions for the tow service. Does the vehicle shift out of park to neutral?
No.
Is it a four-wheel drive?
Yes.
It won't shift out of park to neutral?
No.
Okay. Four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, that's a yes?
Yes.
And is this service the result of an accident?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Are you going to be with the vehicle once they come to pick it up?
I hope so.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay, ma'am. If you decide to leave the vehicle, make sure you call the company. You're going to have a text message with the name of their company on there. Make sure you call them and let them know where you're going to leave the keys, because you have to agree to a liability waiver, which states that if anything happens to the vehicle before they get there, they're not liable. And you also have to leave the vehicle unlocked. And like I said, you have to tell them the whereabouts, know where you left the keys. Okay, where are you currently located?
290 Main Street, Park Forest, Illinois.
And you say it's Park what?
Park Forest, Illinois.
Forest, okay.
Yeah, Park Forest, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got it. 290 Main Street, Park Forest, Illinois. Zip code is 60446. Is that correct?
60466.
Let me see what I got. Yes, ma'am. 60466. All right. And where would you like your vehicle to go to?
338
West Lincoln Highway. U.S. Transmissions, Chicago Heights, 60411.
And what was the name of the place?
U.S. Transmissions.
Yes, ma'am. She got that service. Let me see. US 30 performance. No, that's, yeah. US 30 performance transmission. 338 West Lincoln. Yes, ma'am. All right. Mm-hmm. That's in Chicago. All right. Let me tell you what I see.
Chicago. It's in Chicago Heights.
Let me see what it says. Give me this. Chicago Heights. Chicago Heights. Yes, ma'am. It says Chicago Heights. Zip code is 60411.
That's it.
All right, ma'am, I already have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and get it dispatched out for you. You are covered. You don't owe anyone anything. You're covered for 25 miles. You're only going 3. Just as soon as I secure someone to take the ticket and say that they are going to do the job, once we hang up, they're going to send you a text message. It's going to have the name of their company on there, their phone number, just in case you have to call and ask where they are, and the ETA, which is the estimated time of arrival. The ETA is always in minutes. So if they say that it's going to take like close to an hour in order to be able to pick up the vehicle, it's going to say 60 and not just 1 hour. So it's going to be in minutes. Make sure you answer your phone, because we come up as spam calls. They're only going to call once, and then they will just assume that you already have someone if you don't answer. Is there anything else we can assist you in?
No, thank you. You've done great. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for your patience, because you are paying, and it shouldn't have took all of this, okay? And thank you for choosing Roadside Assistance. You guys hang tight. I'm going to send someone for you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.